Time for speed jokes. Sponsored by Team Hochberg. Got a joke here from Ed Petrosius in the less colorful Aspen. Are the leaves down or not turned yet, Ed? I'm not sure. Mike Braden sent us a joke. Shell and Aurora did. And Brian Penikoff and Gurney, thank you. Dottie Bobson and Huntley and Muggsy John and Skydiver Sally in Brazil, Indiana. Got one from Ted Klatfelter in Phoenix, Arizona. And James Wing in Southwest Michigan. And Judy Bird and Bill in Schererville, Indiana. And Father Ron in Peru, that's in Illinois. And Greg in Naperville. Ed from Lyle is a proud owner of a coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug. Thank you, Robin S. in Madison, Wisconsin. Here we go. Dave, Monday was so frustrating. I wasted the whole day.
Doing what?
I was at the Jewel trying to open a plastic bag.
Hey, John, are you going to watch the World Origami Championships tonight?
Maybe. What channel's it on?
Pay-per-view?
In the following scene, Dave Ennett will portray, with remarkable clarity, a dung beetle.
How about that?
And John Williams will star as his friend, another dung beetle.
Hey there, dung beetle Dave. You look down today.
I'm so frustrated. I bought an expensive Shih Tzu. A guy brought it to my house yesterday.
So why are you so upset?
It was a dog.
I always carry a pebble with me to throw at people who sing Christmas songs in October. It's my Jingle Bell Rock. I was out walking the dogs yesterday, and a neighbor up the street said, "I didn't know you had dogs." And I said, "They're not my dogs. They're my sister's." And then he said, "Well, your sisters are adorable." Ladies, if you have a secret that you don't want to share with everyone, you can trust it to your husband or the man in your life. He won't tell it to anyone because he didn't listen to you anyway. Hey, Dave, what do George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, and Christopher Columbus have in common?
All great men.
All born on holidays. Hey, Dave, Godzilla's not eating hotels anymore.
I hadn't heard. Wonder why.
I hear he's cutting down on sweets. Yesterday, I was changing out my wardrobe, trying on some clothes I hadn't worn in years, and guess what? They fit.
Nice going.
Yeah, it was a glove and a hat, but still. Hey, Dave.
Yes?
Coffee has been banned in France.
Really? I hadn't heard.
Well, Dave, it's probably because they aren't covering it in the French press.